The following podcast is a Dear Media production.
Do you want to start a company but have no idea where to begin? Or do you have dreams of becoming an influencer? Well, the Life with Mariana podcast is here to help. I'm Mariana Hewitt, a Los Angeles-based influencer and co-founder of the clean skincare line, Summer Fridays. Each Tuesday, I'm talking to my friends from business owners, wellness experts, and more to share all of their best advice for you to live your best life. Make sure to tune in and subscribe to my podcast and follow me on Instagram at Mariana_Hewitt to see what's coming up each week so you don't miss an episode.
Welcome back to my weekly podcast, Taste of Taylor. At least it's called Taste of Taylor for now. I have been torturing myself over the name of this podcast, and I'm losing my mind. I'm having a meltdown. I'm losing my mind. I want to kill everybody. And I only have myself to blame, ultimately. Anyway, so we're doing a solo podcast today. She's already unhinged. She's already spiraling. Oh, that should be the name of the podcast. Spiraling with Strecker. If you guys saw the list of terrible names I have for this podcast in my notes app, you would cry for me. I literally woke up at 6:30 in the morning, which for me is fucking early, okay? I don't have kids and I don't want to fucking hear it. You chose your choice. And soon enough, I will be forced to choose the same choice too. So you know what? Just let me think that 6:30 is early for a little bit more time. Also, not to mention, my ass was getting up at ski time. Do you know what ski time is? Ski time is fucking 5:30 in the morning. Since I graduated from college for almost 15 years, I got up at ski time. So I don't want to hear the complaints from the parents that think I'm like fucking non-functioning adult because I think that 6:30 is early, okay? But anyway, really though, real talk, parents, just want to talk to you real quick. And maybe it's not all parents. Maybe it's just the people I'm friends with that are parents. And I'm not talking about Stassi and Bo. I just want to be clear because I'm about to rip on this person. Fine, I'll fucking tell you. Because I feel like when I don't tell you guys, you fill in the blanks. And I am going to tell you who did this to me because I know she can fucking take it, okay? Because she's a tough little bitch. And she was such a little fucking bitch when she first had a kid that I think I deserve to drag her for it. Nicole, you know I love you, but fuck you when you first had kids. The way this girl, I mean, it was like, you weren't allowed to complain about anything in your life. It was like, oh, something bad happened in your life. Well, at least you get to sleep. It was like, Nicole, I don't have children right now, but my cuts still hurt too. I'm still a person. Also, let's not forget, I'm newly divorced and becoming gay or whatever, coming out, whatever the terminology is. The way I am the world's worst ally. I was a better fucking ally when I was straight to gay people than I am to the LGBTQIA community as an actual gay person. I say all the things that like MAGA people say. Like when I chose to be gay, that's like the antithesis of what we stand for. No, you're born gay. I don't even know. I was more sure about gay people being gay when I was straight than I am now. But I remember when Nicole, when I first came out, it was like changing my relationship with Nicole. And there was just like a lot going on because I was getting a divorce. I was rediscovering myself. It kind of like brought me into a second, like a renaissance of an adolescence, if you will. And meanwhile, Nicole was like full in mommy mode, starting a family, you know, having a kid, having another kid. So we were just like on different planets at that point in time. But I remember any time I would have any complaint about time, like the smallest thing. Okay, for example, I remember we were going to our friend's wedding, our college friend's wedding. And I'll give Nicole this shit to her face. I've given it to her face. I'll give it to her face fucking again when she comes back on Taste of Taylor. Like, don't worry. Like, this is not me talking behind Nicole's back. I just needed a concrete example to explain to parents, you don't have to be such buttholes to your friends that don't have kids. Like, sometimes I feel like people with kids, you're in a club of misery. Misery loves company. I'm not saying the kids aren't a blessing. Don't fucking come for me. I am this close to joining you in the hell that you've created for yourself. yourself. So don't worry. I'll understand soon enough. But I'm just saying, like, I'm all like, oh, I woke up at 6:30 in the morning and like, oh, it was the worst. And I can just already feel people being like, 6:30 is not early. She has no idea because she's not a parent. So I remember Nicole and Matt and I were going to a wedding. So I needed a ride because it was like way the fuck out in Jersey. We're like, you really, like, there's not even really trains that go there. And I wasn't going to take an Uber. It was going to be a goddamn fortune. It was going to be like flying to fucking Florida to take an Uber there. So I like called Matt and Nicole and I'm like, or texted. And I was like, hey, can I grab a ride with you to the wedding? And Nicole was like, can you? And I'm like, what do you mean, can I? And she was like, we're leaving so early in the morning. And I was like, okay. So just tell me what time to be there and I will make sure to get there. And she was like, okay, if you can. I was like, what the fuck is your problem? Anyway, she was basically like, if you're even 1 minute late, we're leaving without you. We are leaving at 6:30 in the morning. I'm like, Nicole, I've worked in morning radio my like entire adult career. I think I can fucking get up on time. She was like, I don't know. I just like know you've been sleeping late a lot lately. It was almost like because I didn't have kids, I wasn't a parent, like I didn't understand time. Like I'm like some irresponsible frat boy, which is not true, but like, give me a fucking break. So to all the parents listening to me say that 6:30 is early, suck my dick. So anyway, I'm up at like 6:30 this morning. My brain is racing, trying to come up with new names for Taste of Taylor because I think I've mentioned it. I don't know if I've mentioned it here, but I've definitely mentioned it a million other places. A bitch is ready for a rebrand, okay? So all my friends are like rebranding, taking new artwork for their podcast, and like, I want in on the motherfucking action. Also, it's kind of been brought to my attention that if I don't change my artwork, like, everybody will be mad at me. So my wife is like, it's time for new headshots. You look nothing like the cover of Taste of Taylor. I literally brought Bo into Dear Media Studios in Los Angeles to do a podcast, Taste of Taylor. And obviously they had like, whatever, the album cover, whatever you want to call it, of Taste of Taylor up on the TV screen. And Bo, he wasn't even teasing, which actually made it hurt more. He was being so earnest. He was like, who's that? And I was like, that's me. And he's like, no, it's not. And I was like, fuck you. So no, that was a very sobering moment where I was like, oh my God, I do not look like that girl anymore. But I'm just telling you, actually right now I am looking at it and like, you can't tell me shit. Okay. I look like her. I look just like my cover art for Taste of Taylor. What is everybody talking about? I hate getting older. It's the hardest thing in the whole wide world. I think we should take a poll. I think I look like her. The girl who's on the cover of Taste of Taylor, it is actually me, but like, I really do think it still looks like me. Am I crazy? I mean, it was taken like 15 years ago. And ironically, I am wearing rainbow, which is the gayest of the gay. But actually, I am an ally in this picture because I was motherfucking married to husband when that is how long ago these pictures were taken. I was married to husband. So just from that timeline, I can admit that maybe it's time for new photographs, but it really hurts my feelings that people don't think I look like that anymore. So anyway, what really got this ball rolling of rebrand? Yeah, I mean, seeing my fellow podcasters, my peers rebrand made me want to, but it really was like, I have to do a new photo shoot or else nobody's going to work with me ever again. So if I'm going to do a photo shoot and I don't love the name Taste of Taylor, like what a perfect opportunity for a rebrand. So we've been throwing around all these new ideas and brainstorming and we really thought we landed on a gem. And I was like so excited about it. And I was like, oh my God, this is gonna be it. And I like really sold my team at Dear Media. Like I was like, and here's why it's gonna be epic. And here are all the verticals that we can build more brands off of. And I guess I should start a cult because I was able to convince everybody there that this was gonna be a good idea. A great idea, in fact. But before I really committed to it, because a rebrand is like crazy expensive, I was like, well, let's first talk to my mom. And then let's talk to Tay's mom. And then I have to like ask Claudia. And I wasn't even going to ask Dossie because I already knew her answer was going to be no. So I told my mom and she was like, eh. And I was like, Mom, stop. It's like self-deprecating and funny. And my mom was like, yeah, but why do you always have to like shit on yourself? Like, that's not a cool brand. Like, shouldn't it be more positive? But then she came up with like the lamest stuff. So I'm like, moms just don't understand. And then I called Claudia. I was like, so excited. I was like, we're going to do a new photo shoot. And she was like, finally. And then I was like, and I think we might do a rebrand. And she was like, okay, interesting. Cause she's actually, her and Jackie always have said, we stand by Taste of Taylor. And listen, these girls know what the fuck they're talking about. Clearly they're like marketing and brand geniuses. Hello. So I'm like, if they like it, maybe I'm being crazy, but I was like, no. Cause I'm going to tell her this new idea. And she's going to be like, fuck yeah, it's the best fucking idea I've ever heard in my life. So I tell her the idea and she's like, literally doesn't miss a beat. She's like, I fucking hate it. Loser energy. And I'm like, oh my God, no. So what do? I bring it to my peeps on Patreon, my OGs, my VIPs, the girlies who know me for literally ever. And I'm like, oh my God, they are going to die for this idea. They're gonna love it. And I'm gonna be able to like go back to all the naysayers and be like, you guys are so wrong. Like, this is it. This is everything. And so a couple days ago, I dropped the rebrand bomb on Patreon and I was brutally rebuffed. So just to fill you guys in, because only a handful of people and the Patreon audience knows what the plan was. And I really don't know why I'm sharing it again, because it's just inviting more and more criticism into doing something that's very stressful to begin with. But I had the genius idea of turning the podcast name, rebranding it from Taste of Taylor into the World's Worst Influencer Podcast. When I say it out loud like that, I realize how stupid it sounds. This episode of Taste of Taylor is brought to you by Thrive Market. Listen, the one thing that everyone has to do is grocery shop. So why not do it from the comfort of your couch? For me, that's where Thrive Market really comes in and shines. I live in Jersey City. Yes, I know it's not New York City, but it's a city and it's impossible to grocery shop here. I have to usually go to like at least 3 different stores to get all the stuff that I need. It's a total pain. I push my cart around. And thanks to Thrive Market, I no longer have to do it because it is my one-stop shop for everything I need. And here's the deal. When I tell you that Thrive Market is my go-to for all of my grocery and household essentials, I mean it. And you get the convenience of getting everything online, and then they quickly ship it to my doorstep. It's a huge time saver, and I no longer have to be a cart woman. I also love Thrive Market because they carry brands with the highest quality ingredients and sourcing methods. They restrict hundreds of ingredients across their food and cleaning categories. So whether you're looking for organic kid snacks, low sugar alternatives, gluten-free pantry essentials, you can curate your own shopping experience with a few clicks to make simpler, healthier swaps. So the filter that I actually put on, my wife and I put on, is the Thrive Market filter because we genuinely die for their products. My wife literally puts their collagen powder in everything. Also, their coconut water is my favorite brand now. And don't even get me started on Thrive Market's dried mango. Biggest bags I've ever seen for such an amazing price. And speaking of price, not only do I save time shopping as a Thrive Market member, but I also save money on every single grocery order. On average, I save over 30% each time. When you join Thrive Market, you're also helping a family in need with their one-for-one membership matching program. You join, they give. What are you waiting for? Save time and money and shop Thrive Market today. Go to thrivemarket.com/tasteoftaylor for 30% off your first order, plus a free $60 gift. Again, that's thrivemarket.com/tasteoftaylor. And now back to the podcast. The World's Worst Influencer Podcast. When I say it out loud, I don't love it. And also, the acronym is World War One, WWI. So not amazing for merch either. And also, people like low-key hate influencers, or at least they hate the word influencers. So why am I going to like start off on the wrong foot? I thought it was genius, but alas, like so many of my ideas, if you guys, let's go through the list of ideas I have from this morning at 6:30. Like, I see it now. I see now that world's worst influencer. It's not good. But it's better than Chukster. I also had Talkaholic Pod. I need help. I also have the ever so clever Me Pod. Because I'm like, me! Like, you get it? Okay. I don't even know what this means. The Schmoozle Pod? I should have just slept more. Confused creator. I'm literally crying. Expert of none. Oh, and this is my personal favorite. Sit with us, pod. Like, the opposite of you can't sit with us. You can't sit with us. Sit with us, pod. Like, hey, we're fun. We're inclusive. I need to hire a branding expert is what I need to do. Anyway, so Claudia told me to send all my ideas to her. And now I've decided that I am not going to send any of these because I don't want to hear the feedback. Chemistry crew. Wait, there's more. Chemistry crew. What is wrong with me? Peas and carrots, you guys. I'm desperate. Anyway, to be honest, I'm at a point now where I really just think I'm gonna keep it Taste of Taylor. I really just call it the fucking pick me pod because I genuinely feel like this is such a pick me girl energy. Maybe I don't know what pick me girl means. It feels like pick me girl energy because I feel like you guys are going to think that I'm fishing for compliments and I'm consciously not fishing for compliments, but maybe subconsciously I am. And maybe Taste of Taylor is fine and I should just shut the fuck up about it because like this podcast is really successful, you guys. We literally just like hit 5 million. Actually, we did not just hit 5 million downloads. We have flown past 5 million downloads, but I was so busy not celebrating myself and coming up with terrible names for the podcast that I forgot to tell you guys about it. So like, you know what? We're doing fine over here on Taste of Taylor. Let's just keep chugging along with Taste of Taylor. But yes, we are going to do new cover art because apparently we don't know the girl that's on the cover of Taste of Taylor anymore. So changes are coming, but not changes that big. Anyway, my brain hurts. For the record, though, just because we're not going to name the podcast World's Worst Influencer, see, I can't even say it. It's like impossible to say. It doesn't mean that I'm still not going to represent as on IG in my life, World's Worst Influencer, because it's the fucking truth, okay? I really am, and I get it. I think calling myself out for being it and then literally branding myself as it, two very different things. But the way I am so genuinely the world's worst influencer, you guys. It's like, I'm telling you, it's not shtick. It is such real life. Like, there's even moments where I'm like, it's like a joke. Like, I'm so bad that like, thank God I claimed that I am because otherwise the things that I do would actually make me cry and make me slap myself in the face. Literally, last week, two times in a row, I did the most idiotic things that only the world's worst influencer would do. And maybe I'm trying too hard. Maybe that's the secret sauce. Maybe like if I stopped trying so hard, I'd be fine. But like I go to make a joke about Peloton. I misspell Peloton. Then the Peloton accounts like find my joke and they're already mad because like, you know, Peloton people. But then it's like, oh, so funny that you're trying to drag Peloton and then you spell Peloton wrong. It's like, but it's been going on for a while now and it's just not stopping. I swear this isn't shtick. I'm not like messing up and fucking up because I'm the world's worst influencer. No, I'm literally so fucking idiotic when it comes to this. I just like, I don't know what it is. Like, you know, when your parents try to use a television in the remote, that's me with social media. I am your parent trying to find fucking Netflix. And I just like, I don't know if it's generational. Don't forget, I am elderly. I don't know if it's just like a chip that's missing. Like sometimes people don't spell good. Maybe I just don't like Instagram well. Don't even get me started on TikTok. It's literally speaking a different language. It's like speaking Japanese as far as I'm concerned. I can't even figure out how to make a goddamn video. It's almost like there's like a society that lives on social media, and it's got like its own like etiquette book and rules and expectations. And like, I never got the memo. But you guys, when I say I try really hard, like I really need you to understand that I'm doing my best out here. Okay. It's not my fault. It's not good enough, but it's like really starting to concern me. I feel like I'm going to start losing friends over it. Like, I think it's like, LOL, like funny, like, oh my God, Taylor's so old and stupid. But I really think it's getting to a point now where it's like going to impact my relationships. Like, I hope it just continues to be funny, because if it stops being funny, it starts getting annoying. I'm like really in a pickle. So I recently got invited to this influencer dinner. It's like, I really was so happy to be invited, because I was like, oh my God, like I'm so bad at this. And like, it really means the world that I'm getting invited, because like, I know I'm not good. And so like, even though I want to be invited, I get scared to be invited, because I'm scared I'm going to fuck up. So Claudia and Margo, Oshri, obviously, were hosting an influencer dinner at this amazing restaurant called Terezi in New York City. Fucking fabulous. And it was with the fashion brand Vince Camuto, which I love. Okay. So I was like super excited. Great restaurant, great brand, great friends. It's going to be grand. So I'm like, all I have to do is like go there, look cute, and like be my fabulous self. Cause like, I might not be good at influencer, but honey, she can talk. She can hold a conversation. She is friendly. People want to be her friend. So I'm like, I'm just going to go and be my adorable self. And I'm going to like fucking crush this influencer dinner. So beforehand, the brand reaches out and they're like, we want to gift you shoes. So Tay, wifeager, is like, look through all of these shoes and like pick your favorite one. And I'm like, okay, great. So many cute shoes, very hard to pick my favorite, but like, I'm really in need of a good sandal. Like even when we were going to St. Bart's, I was like, I don't really have any sandals. I got some from Amazon, but they were like, they were fine. I'm not in love with them. So like, I'm all about a good sandal this season. Last season had horrible sandals. I don't know what was going on. So I found the most cutest pair of denim on denim flat sandals. And I'm like, yes, these are it. Slay, bitch, queen on the beach. So I ordered the sandals, whatever. And I'm like, that is so sweet. Thank you, Vince Camuto. Thank you for the shoes. What a sweet thing. Like, I just figured like there was actually even a part of me that thought maybe they would give them to us at the event. Do you know what I'm saying? So anyway, the shoes show up like a day or two before the event. So I was like, oh, that's so sweet. They're just like giving us the shoes. And in my mind, I was like, yeah, I'm obviously going to like after the dinner, like post the cute shoes that were gifted to me. But that's just like what I thought. It didn't even occur to me that like you're gonna get them 2 days before the event to like wear them to the event, you know? So I get to the event and I'm wearing like my go-to winter uniform. It's that like black turtleneck Noma Kamali maxi dress with like my like Western belt, and then these like metallic boots from Zara that I've like worn all season long. Like the way I have worn this outfit to death. The good thing is, because it's like black, people don't quite recognize that you're wearing it over and over and over again, but it's like my confident outfit, you know? It's like, I know like my body looks really good in it. It's very optical illusion and slimming. But like also I can like wear it on the subway and like have a coat over it and you can't tell I'm all dressed up, and I can like bust around the city because the shoes are like super broken in and comfy, whatever. It's like my go-to outfit. So I'm like feeling myself, and I went and I did a podcast before. So I was running a little bit late, which always like throws me off, even though I'm late every fucking where I go, which like I hate about myself and I need to work on myself, and it's like not okay. But like, I digress. So anyway, but like, I am feeling myself. I like came off this great podcast. I like really won over the woman whose podcast it was. And she's like such a fucking vibe. So anyway, so I like get there and I'm like, bleh, bleh, like chaos queen. Like I'm so sorry I'm late. And you know, Claudia's like, don't fucking worry about it. Like everybody was like, it's fine. People are still trickling in. No big deal. So I'm like, you know, sweat off my brow. I'm winning. I did it. I'm going to win this influencer dinner. Fuck yeah. And so then I'm talking to Margo. Like, thank you for inviting me. And she's like, of course, we love you. Like, we're hosting this event. Like, of course you're at the top of our list. I'm like, by the way, I don't even know what possessed me to bring this up. This is the thing about me. The thing about me is I love to fucking tell on myself, okay? Like, if I just kept my fucking mouth shut, I don't think anybody would have even noticed. Because the dress is so long, it's a maxi dress, you wouldn't have even been able to see the shoes in the fucking first place. I really don't think anybody would have noticed. So, but of course me, my big fucking mouth, always goddamn telling on myself, like a little fucking snitch. Oh, the irony is not lost to me. I snitched myself out to the snitchler. Anyway, so I go over to Margo and I'm like, so were we like supposed to bring our shoes? And she looks at me and she goes, Taylor, we were supposed to wear the shoes. And I'm like, oh no, oh no. Margo goes like this to me, are you okay? I'm like, no, I'm not okay. I'm really deeply unwell. It was just like so classic me. It's just like so fucking embarrassing. And like Margo didn't care. Like she was like, don't worry about it. Like you're an idiot, but just make sure when you go home, like obviously post. And I was like, I was gonna anyway. Like I'm like people should trust that I know anything. Oh my God. Hold my motherfucking hand through every step of the goddamn process. And then I proceeded to tell everybody at the table what I done. Because if I'm not sharing my embarrassment with everybody, then I guess I'm not really doing my job of just solidifying that I'm the biggest moron in the room. But then I really put the motherfucking nail in the coffin with this next move. This episode of Taste of Taylor is brought to you by Quince. Okay, close your eyes. Now imagine upgrading your wardrobe with luxury essentials at unbeatable prices. Honey, it's all thanks to Quince. They are literally here to transform the way you shop with a range of high-quality items priced within reach. I'm talking 100% Mongolian cashmere sweaters for $50, organic cotton sweaters, washable silk tops. We love to be able to wash our silk, and timeless, gorgeous 14-karat gold jewelry. And the best part? All Quince items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands. I know, girl, you're like, Taylor, but how do they do it? I'll tell you how. By partnering directly with top factories, Quince cuts out the cost of the middleman and passes the savings on to us. Brilliant. As if that wasn't enough, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing practices and premium fabrics and finishes. There's a company that sells Shirling shoes. And even though I like love them, I just can't bring myself to pay the prices for a pair of slippers that I'm going to put my stinky feet in. Like, I don't know about you, but like, I'm not wearing gorgeous Shearling slippers with socks. It defeats the purpose. You want to slide your foot into that mushy Shearling heaven. And when Shearling slippers are expensive, I just can't bring myself to do it. Well, guess what, baby girl? Quince has them. They have their Shearling sheepskin slippers. And honey, they're $49.90. Not me buying literally five pairs. I got them in pecan, classic pecan with that like white shearling, but I also got them in gray on gray. Oh my God. And I would have never let myself buy gray on gray because it's like light and I'm like, oh, I'm worried if they get dirty. Well, at $49.90, I'll get at least two pairs of every single one. Honey, indulge in affordable luxury. Go to quince.com/Taylor for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's quince.com/Taylor, T-A-Y-L-O-R, to get free shipping and 365-day returns. quince.com/Taylor. And now, back to the podcast. Ben Soffer, celebrity. You might know him. Owner of Spritz Society. And quite frankly, beloved friend of mine. Ben is very, very, very special to me, okay? So he's like, so we have this campaign coming up because we got Target. And I'm like, what do you mean? He's like, we literally have Spritz in Target now. I'm like, Ben, that is so fucking huge. I'm so proud of you. He's like, thank you, thank you. And he's like, okay, so what I need you to do, it's very simple. So I'm literally reading the text. He said, we're launching Target next week and putting together a social video of friends saying, hi, it's blank, we got Target. So he goes on, very quick and easy. Do you mind recording one and sending it to me? Thank you. And so here's the thing, Ben's so sweet. So he's like, do you mind? First of all, literally going on camera and saying, it's like holding a phone to my ear. It's Taylor, we got Target. Like I was Annie in a local community theater production of Annie. Yeah. I've got the acting chops to pull this off. Thank you very much. But that's the thing, he's like, would you mind? So sweet. Like, let's get real, okay? That video is the easiest thing to do. And also to get to be included in a video of like all of our friends supporting this incredible product, Spritz. Like, I love to be included in that stuff. And to not be included actually like hurts my feelings. And actually, it's a really bad look to not be included, because then people are like, oh, they didn't include Taylor because she's the world's worst influencer, which would be accurate. You know what I mean? But see, that's how much my friends love me, is that even though I suck at this stuff, they're still like, throw Taylor a bone. Let's include her. We love her. We want like her, you know, confused, elderly face in the crowd of people who are supporting this big monumental moment that Spritz is going through. So anyway, let me just say for the record, Ben positioning it as like a favorite to him is so sweet, because the truth of the matter is, it's gonna end up being a favorite to me. Like when I got the text, I wasn't like, he's asking for a favor. I was like, oh, I'm included. Like, yay, I suck at this stuff. I'm so happy my friends make sure to always include me in things. So I write back, yes, of course, do you need it today? Because he sent it on a Wednesday. And when your girl doesn't wear makeup, she doesn't like to do videos. I actually used to always do videos with a filter, but then my wife told me I look ridiculous. She's really mean to me. And like, blink twice if you need help. I'm blinking right now, but I mean, you know, I have a blinking problem, but maybe that's why I have a blinking problem. Maybe I'm constantly blinking for help, because the way she is micromanaging my creativity, she's really stifling it. Don't use this filter. Don't tell that story on the air. Stop repeating yourself. She's like really fucking up my flow, you know? Honestly, actually, I'm gonna blame this one on Taylor Donahue, because if she didn't make me feel so insecure about my favorite filter, then I would have done this right away and I would have looked great and I would have gotten it in on time. So I ask him, of course, do you need it today? And he's like, love you. No. This week, it's fine. It doesn't have to be today. Okay. So I said, okay, I'll do it tomorrow when I have my makeup on. And guess what tomorrow was in the context of this text? Tomorrow was when I was going to the Vince Camuto dinner where I fucked up. And I was so distraught by my fuck up there that I forgot to make Ben the video. And I fucked up again. I did it again. And I tried to blame my wife for this one, but I can't, because I literally even put it in my calendar. And then Tay was like, what's this thing for Target for Ben? And I was like, don't worry about it. Leave me alone. I'm busy. I got it. And guess what? I didn't fucking got it. So yeah, I fucking forgot to do the video, which would have taken me 3 goddamn seconds. Oh my God. And I just realized, I just looked at my text messages. I didn't even see this until now. He literally sent a video like showing like, this is what you do in case you're an idiot and you can't figure out on your own, which in fact would be me. Anyway, more of the story is I completely forgot, and I wake up on Monday morning and everybody is posting and reposting the Spritz video of we got Target, because everybody, unlike me, did their 2-second videos. And it was just like the most amazing cast of characters. It was like all my friends. And guess what also happened? It went viral, over 1 million views. Like, that's a fucking good look. And I fucked it up. And now Ben's never gonna ask me to help with anything ever again. He doesn't. And honestly, and he didn't tell me he's not going to. I'm just assuming. But honestly, he shouldn't, because I'm not reliable. I'm the not reliable friend. And it looks like nobody wanted me in the video because I'm the world's worst influencer, which is correct. So. And then, of course, I have to go on social media and set the record straight, because not me having to make Spritz being in Target about me, which also makes me the worst. I'm a mess, man. So you know what? So that's why I get to hold on to the moniker World's Worst Influencer, because if I don't get to at least laugh about it, I will die a slow death of embarrassment. But I won't rename this podcast World's Worst Influencer, because wouldn't that just be a total World's Worst Influencery thing to do? Just straight cringe. Enough about me. Let's get to your voicemails. So literally yesterday, I posted a link on Instagram with my eyes closed because World's Worst Influencer, like, what was I doing? Tay was like, why are your eyes closed? I was like, I don't know. Leave me alone. Anyway, so regardless of my eyes being closed, you guys still understood the assignment. So thank you guys for getting it. This episode of Taste of Taylor is brought to you by Bowl and Branch. Spring hath sprung, okay? And the way I like to celebrate spring is by cleaning out my closets. I must every single spring season do a full reboot of my home. I Marie Kondo it, okay? I'm like, what brings me joy? What sparks joy? And you might not think about this, but when it comes to spring cleaning, sheets are always at the top of my list because, honey, I don't mess around with my sleep, okay? My sleep is paramount. My bed is my haven. And the only place to go to get the premium sheets that literally make your bed feel like a cloud, it's Bowl and Branch. And that's because Bowl and Branch sheets are so buttery, so soft, so breathable. Very important when you're going into the warmer months, but still very cozy. But here's the best part. They actually get better with every wash, which usually when it comes to anything new, it's like they're the best when you first use them. And then it's like after the first wash, they're kind of like stiff and just like sad and crotchety. Bowl and Branch's signature sheets are the perfect way to start upgrading your sleep. And their best-selling sheets feel incredible on night one, and they get softer with every single wash. And that's because they are made with the finest 100% organic cotton and are completely free from toxins, which is so important. Actually, I was like, ew, there's toxins in other sheets. Yeah, that's the memo I'm receiving. So gorgeous premium quality and also no toxins. And I'm obsessed with them, but guys, they're loved by millions of sleepers. Like they have over 11,000 five-star reviews. Yeah. And you know what? They know that their stuff's the good because they have a 30-night worry-free guarantee. So you can wash them, style them, sleep in the sheets for an entire month. And if you don't love them, you can send them right back. But guess what? FYI, you're going to love them because they're incredible. Bowl and Branch signature sheets also come in 14 versatile colors in all sizes from twin up to California King. And it's not just sheets. Bowl and Branch has the airiest blankets, the most cloud-like duvets, the fluffiest pillows, and so much more. It's your one-stop shop to make your bed actual heaven. I'm telling you, you're going to thank me. Sleep better with the softest, most breathable bedding from Bowl and Branch. Get 15% off your first set of sheets plus free shipping when you use my promo code Taylor at bowlandbranch.com. That's Bowl and Branch, B-O-L-L-A-N-D, branch.com, and use that promo code Taylor, T-A-Y-L-O-R. bowlandbranch.com and use that promo code Taylor. Exclusions apply. See site for details. And now back to the podcast. Now, I'm going into these voicemails completely blind, so I have no idea what I'm walking into, but I'm really excited for it because we used to take live calls when I was on the radio, and I loved it so much, and I've missed it. So let's get to your voicemails.
Hello. My name is also Taylor, so I feel like this is fate to probably be like your first one or one of your first ones. But anyways, I do have a conundrum I'm currently in. That a girl I have been seeing, she previously dated one of my guy friends, and he still doesn't know that we have been talking, dating on and off for the last like 8 months or so. But we are leaving for a vacation in 2 days, and he does follow both of us, so I feel like he's going to know. But at the other plot twist on all this is that she also, like, doesn't think she wants to be with me. And then it's just in the sense of, like, because I'm a female and I don't think she's, like, fully accepted that she is gay. So there's a lot going on. We still talk every single day. We literally are going on a trip together. So, like, it can't be that bad. I don't know. This is just a good debrief. What would you do?
Okay. First of all, lesbian queens, unite. Second of all, your name's fucking Taylor. You know, I only really like other people named Taylor. So Taylor, this is great question. Just for the record, we had some other voicemails that were fantastic. And thank you guys all for submitting. But I will say that some of the voicemails were like, what's up? Love you. And that's, I mean, you know, she loves a compliment. But I will say that send them, submit them. I'll listen to them and like literally diddle myself because I get off on people loving me. But those are not going to make it to air because I can't just sit here and play voicemails of you guys saying that you love me and I'm so funny and you like to follow me on social media. But also, not me repeating what you said. Thank you, Catherine, because it literally meant the world. Okay, so anyway. But when it comes to doing the questions, it's got to be like some sort of advice question for me to even try to tackle it whatsoever. With that being said, okay, so Taylor, I'm going to flip it and reverse it. It's your from an Franyat. So here's the thing. We have to tackle part B before we can even get to part A. Does that make sense? So let's just push off the guy who your lady friend, let's call her, used to date. Let's like put him off to the side because that could be neither here nor there. And until we get part B situated, we can't even fucking deal with him and his feelings, okay? So he can fuck all the way off until we take care of you. Now, you're going on a vacation together, which is a great sign. Like, you don't go on a vacation with somebody that you are actually not wanting to be with unless you're a sociopath. And Taylor, you don't sound like somebody who attracts sociopaths because you sound fabulous. But I think you definitely need to have a talk on said vacation. I just think identification is such a journey. And I don't know how long y'all have been together or hooking up or whatever it is that you're doing. But coming out is definitely one of the scarier things, maybe the scariest thing I've ever done in my entire life. And so I feel like I automatically have to have empathy for your lady friend, your lady love. We're going to call her your lady love. But I'm also protective over you because there is a thing. And I remember it's because Tay and I went through it. So I've seen it through Tay's eyes because I'm an empathetic queen. And I've seen it through my eyes. And I can relate to that because I'm a narcissistic soul, okay? I think that this is ripe for an open conversation. And I think that you guys are both in a good place because you're coming in fully representing yourselves, which is the best thing that you can do. So you're going on vacation together. I would say just like enjoy the vacation, feel the vacation vibes. Like, let's not ruin the mood the first few days. But like, by like near the end of the vacation, I think it's time to like to open up the conversation about like where she is and does she feel comfortable. And honestly, after just talking that through, part A, the guy who she used to date, who you're both friends with, and he's going to see you on vacation together, I go back to my original statement. He can fuck all the way off. There's too much going on for the two of you. You need not concern yourself with a straight man's feelings, okay? Baby boy will be just fine. And if he's not, that's his fucking problem. And he probably won't be because a little birdie told me that like all of my ex, not even my ex-husband really, not even my husband really, but like, I had some ex-boyfriends I heard through the grapevine that were like nonplussed, non too pleased about me dating a girl. And that's their fucking problem. You know what I mean? So don't worry about this guy. For all he knows, you're just friends on vacation, especially if you're not like coming out as a couple or she's not ready to come out of the closet or if she even is going to come out of the closet. But I just feel like he's the last thing that you should be concerning yourself with. So I think slow and steady can win the race. I think that while it is important to be authentic and claim your truth, I think we have to have patience for people who are on the beginning of their path and journey because it is no easy feat. Girl, when I came out at Sirius, I literally regretted it and like sat in the car and cried and like wanted to will myself into a time machine to go back and take it away. Now, of course, in retrospect, I am so happy I did it, but it was a lot. So you want to make sure that you're not pressuring her to come out and that she's coming out on her own time. I mean, listen, within reason, like if you guys are like in a full blown secret love ship and you're like living together and she's like making you lie to the world, then come back to Auntie Tay Tay and we'll figure out together. But it sounds like it's pretty new right now. So I think, although I know, I get it, it's frustrating and you want to be free and you want to wave your lesbian rainbow flag in the sky about your relationship, I think it's probably best to tap into patience right now. I hope that was helpful. I'm really good at giving lesbian advice, I think. Anyway, Taylor, thank you for submitting that question. To everybody who left voicemail, thank you so much. I want to encourage you guys to keep on doing it. Moral of the story is I will not rename and rebrand this podcast World's Worst Influencer, but you bet your ass I still get to be the World's Worst Influencer. Anyway, guys, that is it for us. Have a great rest of your week. Don't forget, rate, review, and subscribe. You know it means the world. Also, share the podcast with a friend. Make sure to rate, review, and subscribe. And that is it for us. You guys, thank you so much for tuning in. Until next week, bye, girl, bye.
Please note that this episode may contain paid endorsements and advertisements for products and services. Individuals on the show may have a direct or indirect financial interest in products or services referred to in this episode.